Hello and welcome to the Stress Bay podcast, issue number 2 for 26th February 2010. I'm trying for a weekly podcast schedule, so this really ought to have gone out yesterday, but with various other distractions such as real work, things have been delayed somewhat. Also, you may have noticed that the Olympic Winter Games are on, and this meant both finally getting the living room PC set up right so that it can record interesting events that take place in the wee hours of the morning, like the figure skating that my lovely wife enjoys watching so much, and actually watching some of the material thus recorded. We did look at some of the acrobatic ski jumping yesterday, and am I glad that Scottish country dancing for orange jumping about does take place in fairly close proximity to the ground. But let's get started on the actual podcast. First of all, thank you to all of you who wrote encouraging emails concerning the podcast launch. According to my web server logs, the first podcast was downloaded nearly 170 times between last Thursday night and today, and while this is certainly not record-breaking, it isn't too bad either. Many people have made suggestions for possible CD reviews and interviews. As far as CD reviews are concerned, journalistic integrity compels me to confine myself to CDs that I actually have available to discuss. And while I'm happy to say that my collection will last for a good number of podcasts, I'm sorry that probably not everybody's favorite album will be able to be covered. I do welcome suggestions for CDs that are worth getting and presumably podcasting about, and, hint hint, if anybody of you has brought out a CD that they would like to hear mentioned, then by all means send me a copy to review. I do have plans to introduce interviews, but will need some time to sort out the details of doing them over the phone, or Skype as the case may be, so I can record what is being said. This is surely not a big problem, but as I haven't done it before, I'll probably have to do some research. Speaking of interviews and the podcast schedule, I hope to produce another regular issue next week and possibly the week after, but then there is likely to be a small hiatus, as Eva and I are heading to the north of Germany to attend Celtic Days in Hude, which is supposed to be a very nice festival of all things Celtic, covering arts and crafts, music, and apparently also the patently un-Celtic pursuit of Scottish country dancing. In fact, I shall be teaching an intermediate SCD class, which I'm already greatly looking forward to, and there is also a good chance that I'll be able to record a live interview or two with some of the notable figures from the ICD community who are attending the event. However, there is no telling when these are going to go up, as chances are that I won't have much time for podcast post-production and that my internet access will be spotty at best. Next, Stress Bay Site News. I'm afraid nothing much has happened there since the last podcast, at least not in a way that is visible to users. I have done some infrastructure work on the software, which however has not yet found its way onto the production server. There seem to be some glitches with subscribing to the podcast via the RSS feed, whose URL is published on the podcast page at www.stressbay.org/podcast. As I mentioned in last week's issue, RSS feeds with enclosures, such as MP3 files, are fairly new as far as the site is concerned, so if anybody has experienced problems, please let me know, preferably citing the operating system and application or applications you have been working with, including version numbers, so I can try to get a handle on what is going on. Also in last week's issue, I claimed that I was forwarding corrections to Eric Ferguson's scripts to him, which in fact, I'm sorry to say, hasn't happened for a while. This has since been rectified, and at Eric's suggestion, I'm looking into changing the crib comment code such that any corrections submitted through the form will be emailed not just to myself, but also to the crib author. This will hopefully result in a quicker turnaround on updates. We can't send corrections to the crib authors only, as various comments are to do with bugs in the way the cribs are presented on Stress Bay, and the crib authors are not in a position to deal with those. Stress Bay mailing list traffic. Last week has seen a marked decrease in the number of requests for dance instructions, which may be due both to the fact that the week before was very, very busy in that way, as well as to the fact that there were some other topics that attracted more attention. There was an interesting thread launched by Monica Pollard, who was trying to find a non-SCD circular version of the dance Haste to the Wedding. This unearthed various specimens, none of which turned out to be the dance Monica seemed to remember, but also branched off into how longway stuple improper dances, that is, two couple dances where first couple starts out on the other side, which I hasten to add is not done often in SCD, also work in circles, and raised the question, as yet unanswered, why the eponymous RSCDS dance in Book 25 does not use the tune called Haste to the Wedding. Mike Briggs asked about another tune called McFarlane or the Sprotts or Bernie Boozle, which turned out to be a bossy ballad from the northeast of Scotland. The SCD connection of this remains unclear. Doug Schneider wanted to clear up an ambiguity in a crib for the dance Montreal Rendezvous by Dale Birdsall. Doug writes, I do not have the original instructions, but I am wondering if the crib is incorrect. The crib has the first couple dance 8 bars, finishing in first place, and then the first couple dances the first 8 bars again, finishing in first place again. I do not know of any other dance that does this. This raised the question of whether there are in fact any dances where the first couple dances the same 8 bar figure twice in a row, to which the answer appears to be no. In any case, as Chris Ronald notes, with Montreal Rendezvous, what happens is that first couple dances bars 1 to 8 starting from own sides, and then during bars 9 to 16 repeat the same formation starting from opposite sides. I have the original instructions for the dance, and it must be said in fairness that the description might be a wee bit clearer in that respect. A few quick event announcements from the list. There will be the Cupar Y Group's end-of-season dance at the Corn Exchange in Cupar 5 on 19th March with Colin Dewar. Contact PR Walker for more details. The Madison, Wisconsin Ball will take place on 20th March, and don't miss the very unusual announcement that Mike Briggs posted to the Stress Bay list, which is message number 58183. Here's looking at you, kid. On 24 April, there will be an all-day dance-a-thon put on by RSCDS New York branch, with the proceeds going to leukemia sufferers. I haven't heard about this type of event, but the general idea is for participants to entice sponsors to pledge a certain amount of money for every dance that the participant completes. This will go on from noon to 10 p.m., and there are more details on http://www.rscdsnewyork.org/danceathon.html. And somebody wrote in that spelling out URLs on the podcast doesn't make much sense. If you'd much rather click on them, look at the show notes on the podcast page. Also on 24th April, Marian Anderson and her band will be presenting a tribute to Robert Burns in Music at Dance in Larbert, which according to Google Maps is in Scotland between Stirling and Linlithgow. This is followed by a dance, and the details are on http://www.scottishdancevideos.com/exhibition/. Incidentally, Marian Anderson has a new CD out under the title of Robert Burns Dances, and this event may just have something to do with that. I do have a newly arrived copy of that CD and shall be discussing it on this podcast once I have had a chance to listen to it some more. As always, you can revisit recent traffic on the Stress Bay mailing list by going to the main page of the Stress Bay server and selecting the list archive link from the left-hand column. In the politics department, we note that my wife, in her capacity as secretary of the Frankfurt SCD Club, which is affiliated to the RSCDS, received a letter from the society promising that the new website will be ready soon. We are waiting with bated breath for this and for the publication of the society's updated strategic plan, which, once it is out, will undoubtedly provide much food for thought and discussion. Due to time constraints, there will unfortunately not be a CD review section in this issue of this podcast. I'm looking forward to including one in next week's issue. What we do have is our little game of Name That Band. Last week's winner is Malcolm Brown from Dunnington, Yorkshire, who writes, As it was well after 12 a.m, I didn't want to delay and miss out on getting in first. You must have done something right in your podcast, as we were both sitting there listening instead of going to bed, and then of course we had to try and locate the snippet. So here's last week's snippet again. The correct answer for Name That Band is Ian MacPhail. and the dance in question is Noah's Ark from the RSCDS Book 43 CD. And here is a new snippet for this week. Listen up. Remember, you don't need to name the tune or the dance. The band will be quite enough. Feel free to mail the answer to podcast@strathspey.org, and the first person to submit the correct name will be mentioned with admiration on the next issue of this podcast. This concludes this week's issue of the Strathspey podcast. Be sure to tune in again for the next one, and in the meantime, let me know what you liked or didn't like so I can make it better. Send any comments, preferably unconditional praise or else constructive criticism, to podcast@strathspey.org and see http://www.strathspey.org/podcast/ for notes on this show or to download copies of the audio. The Strathspey podcast is copyright 2010 by Anselm Lingnau and is released under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike Germany 3.0 license. For more information, see www.strathspey.org/podcast or send email to podcast@strathspey.org.